Welcome back to Ag News You Can Use on KMON. Deere and Company's reporting worldwide net sales and revenues increased 5% in both the fourth quarter and the full year of 2019, coming in at $9.8 billion for the fourth quarter, $39.2 billion for the year. And Deere reported fourth quarter net income of $722 million. That's compared with net income of $785 million in 2018. Agriculture and turf sales increased for the quarter and full year of 2019 due to price realized and higher shipment volumes, particularly offset by the unfavorable effects of currency translation. However, operating profit decreased for the quarter and year. Deere CEO John May says that the performance reflected continued uncertainties in the agriculture sector, adding trade tensions coupled with year of difficult growing and harvesting conditions have caused many producers to become cautious about making major investments in new equipment. Deere's worldwide sales of agriculture and turf equipment are forecast to decline between 5 and 10% for fiscal year 2020. Last Friday is historically when the Environmental Protection Agency would have released its final renewable fuel standard proposal. However, thanks to other changes pending on the rule, the EPA said last week that the agency would review the comments and will seek to finish the rule this winter sometime. The comment period for those changes regarding small refinery exemptions closed on Friday, which effectively put the final rule on hold until a proposal is finished. I'm Rick Haynes.